It's been Made in America Week at the White House, President Trump showcasing products made in every state as part of what he calls a commitment to preserving American jobs for American citizens, even though, as his critics point out, his family products are made overseas. But much of the president's message this week has been targeted at the Midwest, states that have lost manufacturing jobs over the years and in many cases voted for President Trump. Here he is speaking at a factory in Kenosha, Wisconsin in April.
Together, we're going to do everything in our power to make sure that more products are stamped with those wonderful words, Made in the USA.
Well, on that same trip to Wisconsin, Trump was asked about a measure sponsored by Wisconsin's Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin that would require water infrastructure projects in the U.S. to use American-made steel and iron. Trump said he supported it 100%. The measure passed the Senate as part of a broader infrastructure bill, but was not included in the House version. Senator Tammy Baldwin joins us now. And, Senator, your thoughts on your stalled bill?
Yes. Well, let me start to put it in context. The measure incorporated in the Water Infrastructure Act passed the Senate on a 95-3 vote. But when it went over to the House, I learned in December of last year that Paul Ryan and the Republicans working on that measure stripped out my reform. And I was shocked to learn that it was done at the behest of lobbyists working for foreign steel manufacturers, Russian and Brazilian steel importers, to be specific. And it was shocking to me. So I reintroduced the measure, this reform, as a standalone bill. I was delighted to hear President Trump endorse my measure on a visit to Wisconsin. And I called on him to follow up his words with actions. And I'm still calling on him to do that.
Well, let's back up a second, Senator, because you mentioned Ryan and the other lawmakers who you say, at the behest of foreign lobbyists, stripped your measure out at that time. But they say it's because, as Republicans, they don't feel that they should cherry pick which domestic company gets support. And some domestic companies would and some wouldn't, because not all domestic companies use American-made steel, and there's a reason for it. Earlier this year, we spoke to Brett Gouge. He's executive vice president of California Steel Industries. We were talking about the president's January executive order calling on the Department of Commerce to maximize the use of American-made steel. And Brett Gouge said that would hurt his business because he can't get the raw products he needs from American-made steel. He has to use imports. Let's listen.
Well, that would be a big concern because our business model for 32 years has been to rely on purchased slab, and because of the way the domestic steel industry has evolved, there's almost none available domestically.
So Senator, there isn't the kind of U.S. steel that you're calling on American companies to solely use.
You know, that is not my experience. I have been throughout the state of Wisconsin in visits to manufacturers, seeing many producers of steel pipes, iron pipes, and in the case of Neenah Foundry in the state of Wisconsin, the manhole covers that are so iconic across the globe. And I'm not talking about constraining decisions in commerce. I'm talking about when we are using taxpayer dollars, mm-hmm. that I want those taxpayer dollars for drinking water projects, infrastructure projects, to support U.S. workers and U.S. iron and steel. Now, I do represent a state that is one of the leading manufacturing states, but I've seen the hits that we've taken over time. And I believe that this sort of policy is one that makes sure that we don't allow our manufacturing sector to die.
Mm. Look, you're talking to someone with people in Wauwatosa. So, you know, we don't.
Yay!
We want it to be robust. But, you know, what do you say to people in other parts of the country or other industries who say, wait a second, President Trump also said this week that he's considering tariffs to protect the American steel industry. In other words, tariffs on imports of steel. So it would be more expensive. And they're saying, well, where do you stop? I mean, should we put tariffs on and, you know, fill in the blank, iPhone parts that come from other parts of the world, which will also raise the cost of that product? You know, would you be in favor of that?
We've had times in our nation when the competition is actually state-supported enterprises. And the direct intent is to drive U.S. competition out of business. If you don't have countervailing duties at your disposal or tariffs, they're going to win that battle with that unlevel playing field. You know, if we have a level playing field, we will do just fine. But when they can subsidize and dump product, whether it's steel or other product, and successfully drive manufacturing in the United States out, that's a big problem, and policymakers ought to be on top of it.
Senator Tammy Baldwin, the Democrat from Wisconsin. Senator Baldwin, thank you so much.
Thank you.